The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. Then as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Not all that long ago, a lady came for confession, and after her confession, she said to me, "Father, can he really forgive me? Has he really forgiven my sins?" And of course, I assured her that he can and that he had. And immediately in that moment, I could not help but think of St. Mary Magdalene, that not only can God forgive all of our sins, but then he can make us whole again. That she could be set free to such a point that her heart was entirely healed. Looking at the writings of the fathers this morning on this passage, in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark it says, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb with other women to anoint his body. And yet John only speaks of Mary Magdalene. And St. Augustine says the reason is this: because of all the women that ministered to our Lord, her love was the most fervent. And so he only mentions her. And so she arrives at the tomb and she runs off, seeing the stone removed, to go to the disciples to tell them. They come back and then they leave and she is left there alone. Why does she alone remain? St. Gregory says this: Mary Magdalene, who had been the sinner in the city and who had washed out the spots of her sins with her tears, whose soul burned with love, did not retire from the sepulcher when the others did. St. Augustine says, though the men returned, the stronger love of the woman kept her fixed to the spot. And so if we believe the writings of the fathers, they held up Mary Magdalene as the one after Our Lady who loved our Lord most profoundly, who had the greatest love of all for our Lord. This woman whose heart had been so broken and divided had been totally redeemed. And I just want to focus on one lesson that St. Mary Magdalene can teach us. There is oftentimes the tendency in the spiritual life. We want to be perfect for our Lord. We want to do everything that he desires of us. And as we're advancing, we subconsciously think that perfection is coming to the point where we will never need his forgiveness again. where we don't want to have to come to Him for mercy anymore. Right? I want to be so perfect, Lord, that I'm self-sufficient. Right? That I don't really need You anymore. I can do it on my own. That's what I want to be for You. And St. Mary Magdalene teaches us how false that notion is. That the more perfect we become in the spiritual life, the more utterly dependent upon our Lord we become. To be perfect is to need Him absolutely. Where we invite Him into everything because we can do nothing without Him. Let us ask Mary Magdalene today, as we receive our Lord, to beg for the grace that we might be entirely redeemed, that He might make our hearts whole again, that we can love Him with undivided attention as she did.